Our next speaker for today is Marta Rybczynska, and I probably didn't manage to pronounce her last name, so I will be asking her to do that again and show how I was almost right, but not quite. Marta will be talking about CRA conformance and the thinking that Eclipse has been doing around this. And she has a background for a number of years developing different solutions, but I think she also closely followed the CRA. You may have seen her article on the Linux Weekly News months back, which was a very good summary of where things were at that time. So without further ado, this is Marta, and enjoy her talk.
Thank you, Martin. And you pronounced my name quite correctly, in fact. My name is Marta Rybczynska, and I'd like to do a test implementation of a CRA in 5 minutes today. So let's go. The example open source ecosystem that is quite a standard one with a physical product to make things easier. Starting from the end, we have the final product that is sold to customers. And we have the device manufacturer of that product, and that device manufacturer is assembling multiple open source and proprietary elements, adding their own software to the whole thing to build their product. This device manufacturer can, of course, have multiple products, and they are not integrating one open source project, they are integrating upstream project A and, of course, 100 other open source projects. That upstream project A develops a project under an open source license. And they have dependencies. They have a dependency B that is another open source project working in a similar way. So, okay, here enter open source stewards. You have already probably seen the definition. I highlighted the important parts for me. Legal person that has a purpose of objective to provide support of open source. Okay, so what comes out of it? Where stewards pop in the whole thing? They pop up for the dependency B. They pop up for the upstream project A. That's pretty expected, and then a few remarks in there. Very likely stewards will be foundations, especially if they have trademark to the project name. That is quite obvious situation. But we also have situations that are a little less obvious. When we can think between stewards or manufacturers or none of those, for example, if there are for-profits that are supporting projects that are not critical to their income, like open sourcing CI scripts, open sourcing programming tooling for their board, things that are absolutely not critical, that they are absolutely not monetizing. And we also have consulting companies, not giving names, there are many consulting companies that are contributing to open source projects in a sustainable way for years. So, how do they qualify? And when we add this, can we have multiple stewards for a single project? If we just take that definition of a steward, why not? There may be a foundation, and there may be a company that actually donated the code to the foundation and still contributing. If they are not monetizing, why not? And then interesting case, stewards. This is a definition by stewards also have some obligations. And what happens if the stewards cannot force the project? Or they want to force the project, but the main developers say, I'm not going to implement that. Pay someone to do that work. And what do you do? Question mark. Okay. And then we finish adding the CRA elements to our scenario. We add due diligence that the device manufacturer should do about the open source projects they are implementing. We have the conformity assessment that they should do while releasing the product, and we have the final user documentation that they are expected to release. And well, mostly for the we have some challenges for the conformity assessment. Challenges and opportunities for the open source world. A final product includes dozens of hundreds of open source projects, usually. So, manufacturers quite often use the same project in many different places, and many manufacturers use the same open source project in different places. So, what makes sense and what is logical to do the conformance work, to do the paperwork all together in an open source way and release it open source license? Or there's an alternative. The big ones will be able to pay the whole work on their own. The small ones, I'm not absolutely sure if they include 100 projects or so. So that will be it for me. Thank you.